So let's review. Our shir began with the order of things in Kiddush in the case of Yom Tov Shechalias Achar Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos, the following four or five brachas must be recited. Yayin, the bracha over the wine, Bar Prag Ofen. Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush. Ner, the bracha over the candle, Bar Mar Eish. Havdalah, the bracha of Havdalah. Zman, the bracha of Shechiyanu. On Shvi V'Achrin Shel Pesach, the last days of Pesach, we only have the first four brachas. On all other Yom Tovim, we recite all five brachas. The Gemara presents as many as eight opinions of different orders of the first four brachas. To list them all and their explanations is beyond the scope of this review. However, we must first explain the basic question of whether Kiddush or Havdalah comes first. Some of the opinions hold that Havdalah comes first. The Gemara explains their reasoning. Mashal Melech Sheyetzi Bafarchas Nechnas. This is similar to when the king is leaving and the duke is arriving, since Shabbos is greater than Yom Tov. In such a case, we first escort the king out and then greet the duke. However, Rav and some of the other opinions hold that Kiddush comes first. The Rashbam gives two reasons. Kiddushas Hayom Adifim Avdala, welcoming and sanctifying the incoming day, is more significant than recognizing the outgoing day. If we were to make Avdala first, it would seem as if Shabbos was a burden. Therefore, according to Rav, we first recite Kiddush with Bar Pri Hagafen before it, and then Havdalah with Bar Marish before it, as we do every Shabbos. Hence, Yakne, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. Abaye v'Rav hold like Rav, but disagree in where to recite Shechiyanu when applicable. Abaye amayak zina, we recite Shechiyanu right after Kiddush, before Havdalah, because it is part of Kiddush, since it is the incoming Yom Tov that requires the Shechiyanu. Rav amar, Yakne haz. We recite Shechiyanu at the end, as we do every Yom Tov, because Zman Omrei Afilu B'Shuk, Shechiyanu does not necessarily have to be recited on a cup of wine. It can be recited anywhere. The Gemara concludes, V'Helcha Sukhi Rava. We paskin like Rava, hence we do Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman. Yayin, the bracha over the wine, by Pri Hagafen. Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush. Ner, the bracha over the candle, by Mer Eish. Havdalah, the bracha of Havdalah, Zman, the bracha of Shechiyanu. The Gemara goes on to discuss the order of Havdalah on the regular Matzah Shabbos and relates an incident where Baruch Rava Abisamim Bereisha V'Hadar Amalair. Rava first made Bari Mina Besamim on the Besamim and then Bari Maher Eish on the fire. Rav Huna was present and asked him, V'Hat Bein Beishamai U'Bein Beisil Ma'ur Bereisha V'Hadar Besamim. Both Beishamai and Beisil agree that Eish comes before Besamim. As we learn in the Mishnah, that if a person started a meal on Shabbos and it continued till after Shabbos ended, and he only has one cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon and Abdallah, there's a machlekes. Beishamai says the order of things is Ner u'Mazon, Besamim v'Havdalah, and Beisil says Ner u'Besamim, Mazon v'Havdalah. At any rate, we see that they both agree that Eish comes before Besamim. Rava responded, Zu divrei Rav Meir. This is the way Rav Meir interpreted the machlekes between Beishamai and Beisil. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, both agree that the first thing is Birchas HaMazon and the last thing is Avdalah. They only disagree in the order of Eish and Besam. Bishame says Eish first and then Besam, and Besil says Besam first and then Eish. Rava concluded his response that Rabbi Yechman said, Nagu ha'am ke Besil v'alib Rabbi Yehuda. The custom is to follow Besil according to the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda that Besamim comes before Eish. The Gemara presents a story of a visit of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba to the house of Rava for Shabbos, where Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba questioned Rava on three incidents that happened over Shabbos. The first happened at the Suda Shabbos. The Gemara relates, Chazi de Baruch Bari Pri Hagafen Akasa Kama. He saw him make a Bari Pri Hagafen on the wine of Kiddush, V'Hada Baruch Akasa de Berchasa, and later make another bracha on the wine of Berchas HaMazon. Rabbi Yaakov asked Rava, Lamalach Kuli Hai, why do you need another bracha? But you already made one bracha. Rava answered him that this was based on the teaching of Rav, who said, once a person said, let's bench, it becomes usher to drink any more wine without a new bracha. The reason for this is the asichu dataychu. The person took his mind off from eating or drinking anymore. The second incident occurred at Havdalah. The Shamash lit a torch from a candle for the bracha of Eish. Yaakov Bar Abba asked, Lamalach Kuli Hai, why do you need to do so much for the Bracha Veish? Haman Cheshraga, there was already a candle sitting there. Rava answered him, Le'savale Mar Avuka La'Avdala Mitzvah and Mofcher? Don't you hold to the opinion that using a torch for Avdala is preferred? The third incident was also at Avdala. Rava made Avdala and said, Hamavdal ben Kodesh L'chayl, ben Ur L'chayshach, ben Yisrael L'amim, ben Yemeshvi L'shesh Zimei HaMasa. Yaakov Bar Abba asked Rava, Lamalach Kuli Hai, why do you need to say so many Havdalas? V'am Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Hamavdal ben Kodesh L'chayl zuhi Havdalasich Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Hamavdal ben Kodesh L'chayl was the entire Havdala of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rava answered him, Ano kohos barili. I follow the opinion of Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yeshua, who said, Hapoiches lo yivches mishalish, v'hamaisif lo yisif al-sheva. One should not say less than three Havdalas and no more than seven Havdalas, which is understood to mean either three or seven Havdalas. Upon which Rabbi Yaakov Abba asked, V'hamar loy tlas amar v'loy sheva amar. But you did not say three Havdalas or seven Havdalas, you said four Havdalas. So Rava answered him that he actually only said three Havdalas. And Ben Yemeshvili, Shesim Yamas is not counted because Hamavarach tzorch sheyemer me'in chasima samech l'chasimase. In a long bracha, the end of the bracha, right before Baruch Atah Hashem, must be similar to the closing of the bracha. Ivra, Ben Yemeshvili, Shesim Yamasa, me'in chasimahi. The truth is that the words Ben Yemeshvili, Shesim Yamasa are only there so that the end of the bracha should be similar to the closing of the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavar b'koyet shlochel, which refers to Hashem separating between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the rest of the week. Therefore, after saying Ben Yisrael Amim, he added Ben Yemeshvi l'sheshes Yimei HaMasa.